Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Online and Audio Broadcasting, your first choice in commercial real estate coaching for real estate agents and brokers from around the world. Whether you're involved with commercial or retail property sales, leasing or property management, you can be part of our global community at www.commercial-realestate-training.com. John Hyman is your specialist real estate coach. And now John brings you some more tips from his toolbox that can help you create further property listings, improve market share, and grow your commissions. And now, here's John.
So let's talk about budget time in commercial property management. It's budget time. It happens once a year, and then during the year you'll be looking at that budget again to try and work out what's going on with the asset from the client perspective and also from your perspective as the manager. It's time to look at the client's property in greater detail as well as the investment plans that the client may have. The client is likely to have changed focus when it comes to the property and or the financing arrangements for the asset, so things may have changed. The budget for the property impacts the bottom line and in that case the net income. So things shift and change over 12 months, and certainly the direction of the asset will have shifted given the levels of income, expenditure, and tenant mix opportunities. The budget looks at differences in actual cash flow and compares it to the expectations of the property given the size of the tenancy mix, the terms and conditions of individual leases, and a number of other important factors. So budget time in commercial and retail property management is a busy time leading up to the process and moving through it. It is the job of the asset manager or the property manager to control the process in an accurate way. If you have been monitoring the budget over the previous year for your client, then the budget should have been adjusted each quarter or each month given the market conditions, the activities within the property and the cash flow. In other words, a property budget is not fixed. It is a target to be chased and adjusted over time. The budget is set before the beginning of the financial year and it is adjusted to throughout the year given the known established variables and also market conditions. In most of the larger office properties and retail shopping centres, the performance of the asset is a monitored event each month, taking into account the major property indicators, including some of the items that I'll mention now. Firstly, current year's activities. The history of a property is a variable indicator to work from. When you look at the levels of occupancy in a property, the operational costs such as energy, water, gas, air conditioning, and maintenance, you can see how things are all impacted. It is then easier to do an estimate of operational costs for a property based on occupancy expectations for the next year. Next, capital works estimates. These are the bigger items of maintenance replacement. In any large building, capital works programs are structured for larger items of plant and machinery when the building is under less stress or occupation. And also some seasonal pressures will apply. So items of this capital nature are generally handled separately from the normal building running costs so that they have a special treatment in the property budget. They also have a separate and special treatment from a taxation perspective. Next, planned maintenance. When you look at the average property, certain factors of maintenance will be routine and regular. That may, for example, be the costs of the services and the processes applied to fire hydrants and sprinklers. The works in that case would occur monthly or quarterly and be timed into the expenditure budget. Those costs will be set accordingly, so you'll know exactly when you need to pay the bills relative to the fire hydrants and the sprinklers, the maintenance programs associated with those things. Next, unplanned maintenance. The older a property gets, the less predictable it will become from a maintenance perspective. Some things will fail or break down unexpectedly. Some items are easier to fix and less critical to the performance of a property. The repair in that case can be delayed. Other items, however, may impact occupancy and rent immediately or very quickly, and on that basis the repair will need to happen whilst the property is occupied and in use. You should have some systems in place to fix critical items, and that those things of course can derail the tenancy mix, property use and or customer access. so be careful. Next, essential systems. Now, a property will have a permitted use and an occupancy certificate that is in keeping with the codes, the building codes for your location, your town or your city. The property will be used in keeping with those classifications and those building codes for safety and occupancy. Rules will apply. Understand how the essential services of machinery and plant in the property operate and will help building performance and also occupancy to continue safely and directly. Things will need to be serviced. The timing of the service or maintenance should be fed into a timed cash flow. Next, the tenant mix and vacancy factors. Now look at all your tenants and understand their leases. See how the rent detailed in the leases could impact rental income overall. You will need to set some benchmarks and key performance indicators as targets to work to each year with tenants and known rent reviews, depending on the types of rent reviews and the leases. Within the tenancy mix, also assess the timing of any lease expiry dates, options, and determine whether any vacancies could occur with some of those premises or properties within the overall complex. If vacancies are expected, it pays to load the budget with a rent reduction for that vacant period of time. You may also like to know or allow for a let-up period or incentive as part of that new leasing expectation in the budget. The let-up period is something that would be estimated given market supply and the local activities within the town or city within the property segment. Now, income results. That's the next item. The rental income for a property is driven by the tenancy mix, existing leases and occupancy expectations. Given that the budget is only an estimate and is set at a particular period of time, it's very important to keep your notes and assumptions for each stage of the process. That then makes it a lot easier to go back and look at why rents or expenditures achieved at particular levels may have changed from the original expectations. A spreadsheet is a good tool to use in drafting up the property budget and, of course, a good place to keep all of your notes relative to the budget itself, because you will be looking back on your notes at a later time to understand what you did and why you did it when it comes to the budget for the property. Next, expenditure results. From a point I've made earlier, it was said that the history of the property will have a big impact on setting new cash flow expectations. The cost to run the building is a good example of that assessment. You can split the operational costs of the building up into separate categories of costs, and then you can easily see cost categories that are showing escalations beyond the average for the property type or the location. Next and lastly, property life cycle. Any property will deteriorate over time. It will age. That deterioration should be assessed in the life cycle and it should be reviewed as part of the budget creation. In any large investment property, the life cycle review involves other consultants such as engineers, architects, and quantity surveyors. In the review, the property and its age is being compared to others in the local property market. Rental expectations are set for the property and results can then be merged into the property business plan for the building itself over time. So, the property life cycle will impact the expenditure for the building. Watch what is going on, understand the life cycle, the age of the building, and the impact of occupancy. So, I've mentioned many things here when it comes to establishing a budget for any commercial or retail property investment, a budget for commercial property management. Preparation and accuracy are key factors in keeping the rental and the expenditure expectations under control for a professional budget for the clients that you serve.
You've been listening to John Hyman at Commercial Real Estate Online and Audio Broadcasting, your leading resource in commercial real estate coaching for real estate agents and brokers around the world. John and his team can be contacted at www.commercial-realestate-training.com.